Hi, this is Tom.
Hey, Tom. It's Dave from Weston Company.
Hey, Dave. How are you?
Good. You called?
Good.
You rang?
I did. I did ring, yes. How are things going this week?
Yeah, they're going. Mostly a lot of fricaca.
None of the big ticket items just yet?
No. A lot of just chasing down bullshit for some bullshit tiny guy. It's just amazing how the smallest sales turn into the biggest goddamn thing.
Yeah, right? I know. Sometimes it's like you could sell a 2-carat diamond and it's a $20,000 sale and it's as smooth can be, you know?
You're not
a diamond, they pay for it right away, everything's smooth. Yep, and then you can...
Yep. And then on a $300 sale, it turns into a giant thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you don't want to upset customers either. Yeah, you got to play the customer service card. I get it.
Yep. That's right. It's enough to make me want to scream, though, I'll tell you. Getting too old for this shit.
Yeah, I wish I could say the same. I'm in the thick of it. I've got a longer way to go than you.
Yeah, you sure do. How many years in?
I am 17 years in.
All right. Well, I'm 40. This is my 44th season.
Okay. So, yeah, you got me tripled.
So, yeah. It goes fast. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah. This year in particular seems like it's going faster than others. I know it's shorter
than
Thanksgiving, very late in November, but, man, it's crazy. It feels like it just started. We have 2 weeks. That's it.
I agree with you on that. That definitely is my feeling, too. It just seemed to, like, blow by.
Mm-hmm.
My numbers are going to come out looking okay. I'm up over last year. And according to Edge, I'm one of the few people that are. But it's been the first 4 months of the year were utterly beyond bad. And then I've had all the rest of the year long, I've had problems with people picking their shit up. So then I get jammed up on my end. It's just been a very frustrating year,
mm-hmm.
I guess is the best way of putting it.
Yeah. Well, we'll just do the best we can. That's all we can do.
That's right.
Sometimes it's a little bit more of a struggle than we'd like.
Yeah. And after 45 years of it, I'm getting a little tired, but I don't know. What else would I do?
you love what you do, Dave. You know, you're a victim to the industry at this point.
Yeah, I am. I mean, it's not even try to explain, people have jobs. I don't have a job. It's a fucking lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's all encompassing. If you're really into this industry, I mean, it's a you're all in kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Well,
anyway,
to check in and see, first and foremost, if you can do me a favor, there were a couple of invoices that were older on that marquee, the 1-carat, and then that 3-carat.
Yeah, I paid it.
I sent you
a check, I think it was last week, and then I didn't have a statement. I know there's a couple little ones which I can easily pay. Just shoot me a statement, and I don't understand why you haven't gotten that check yet, because... Well, wait a second. Let me open up QuickBooks. This will take a couple of minutes, but I'll tell you when it went out. Because I did it the day you called and asked about it. I was like, oh, shit. And so I took care of it that day. I don't know what day you called last week. But today's Wednesday. You should have gotten it by now. Jesus. Stupid post
office. If you shot it in the mail, who knows? I mean, that could take a day.
I know, especially this time of year. It's just like, really, it's a letter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everything is turning into a big, FedEx, UPS, post office, next day doesn't mean next day anymore. The mail just keeps getting slower and slower and slower.
Yeah, if you want, I mean, if this works on your end, a lot of my customers will just take a picture of the check and then they just email it to our accounting department. That's also a way
I don't
to
have,
mess around with the post.
I don't have a problem with that. I'm never. I don't try to play the float because that is dangerous. So I don't write a check until I have the money in the account. So there's no, you know, I'm not trying to buy a couple of days kind of thing, you know.
Yeah, if that makes it easier for you, you don't have to, you know, worry about going to the post office and, you know, stamps and all that.
I wrote it.
Take a picture of it next time and shoot it over to our accounting department. That's easy.
Yeah, check number 1950. On the 3rd, last Wednesday. I wrote it last Wednesday, for Christ's sakes. So it went out in the mail on Thursday.
All right, well, hopefully it's here today.
It's check number 1950. For $34.99.50. And then just send me... I don't care if you just send me a statement with that on it. You haven't gotten it yet. Just and then I can pay the other little ones that are.
There was only one other one that was $930 for a lab grown cushion. You know that was.
Okay.
That was
right, but
know,
it's
not
just,
due yet, or rather already due. Yeah.
It is due, or it's not due.
The 930 was. Yeah, the other two that you just sold aren't due yet. The 150 pair and the 1 carat round.
Right, right. Well, they're not even picked up yet. So I haven't done the rings yet. Sorry. Sorry. but I can do that cushion, no problem. I can pay that. I just, is it exactly, what? How much is it? 950, you said?
930.
930. Is that even or is it in
that's,
change?
No, that's even. Yep.
Okay. All right, I can shoot that out today. I got to do a couple others.
Sounds good. Anything you need for this week or other pressing projects? Anything on the horizon? Earrings, bracelets, necklaces?
I don't know. Earrings, bracelets. I mean, any of that stuff this time of year. If you've got some to memo us for a bit, yeah. I mean, it wouldn't hurt. Who knows? But I don't have any. I don't have anybody going, oh, I need to look at a 3-carat tennis bracelet or anything. No.
Right, I gotcha. Okay.
So I don't know. As I said, it's been a really strange season so far. And that's all I can say. It's been a strange season. And that doesn't necessarily mean anything. I mean, you know, it's so much of the time, you know, the number of Christmases, it looked like it was going to crash and burn, and then it comes out as, you know, a banner year because the last 5 days, you know.
Yeah, you never can tell. I mean, literally, the majority of people are shopping, and, really, the 15th to the 25th.
Yeah. Yeah, and then I've had years where it starts out with this giant bang, and you think, oh, my God, we're going to be like, and, you know, all the news is like, oh, my God, people are throwing money at it. It's wonderful, wonderful. And then it just peters out and dies. I mean, I've had plenty of those, too, where, you know, you're thinking, oh, we're going to really have a great one. And then it turns out to be awful because the last 2 weeks, just nothing happened. So, you know, I've had them all. Any possible combination, I pretty much have had.
You've been through it, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm not quite at the position just yet. We're trying to keep our inventory for specific requests, Dave. So
sure. Well, that's,
as far as like
that's,
just a spec memo, I can't do that just yet. I mean, maybe the last
yeah, that's fine.
Days I'll let you know.
That's fine.
I mean, if there's anything specific that comes up for a quick memo, let me know. You know.
Oh, well, obviously, if we have – oh, absolutely, if we have somebody – you know, coming in and out, that's absolutely no problem there. I just don't. And I get that you're trying to And I'm assuming you're running your inventory a little tight, relatively speaking, because of tariffs and just general bullshit that's going on in the industry.
Yeah, really. I mean, ultimately, a lot of it is just there's not – I know that we've had, at least over the past few months, difficulty getting quality product is really what it boils down to. Like, Mike actually went over to Israel a couple weeks ago and did some buying, definitely added some inventory. But he said, like, for fancy shapes, nothing. Like, marquees, forget about it. Emeralds, like, there was just so little, and it was all, like, the things that were available were just like, garbage quality. So there wasn't much that he could actually find on a lot of the fancy shapes that we are getting requests for.
Because that's been a thing lately.
Yep. So there's just a limited supply out there. You know, again, it's still difficult for a lot of these cutters to, use the rough to, you know, again, cut marquees and, you know, some of these fancy shapes just because they're not, you know, they're popular, but to the extent of rounds, no. I mean, they're still not cutting them at that rate. So we're just
right.
Not seeing as much out there. And,
well, I don't blame them. Prices are down because of labs. So there's that much even less incentive for them to try to make something work. Honestly.
Yeah, but we obviously have to have it because, you know, we get calls for pretty much everything.
Well, sure. No. I realize that. I'm just saying that the industry in general, I mean, if I'm a cutter right now, I'm glad I'm not a cutter right now. Because God knows what I paid for the material, and I cut it up, and it's worth 20% less or 10% less than it was 6 months ago.
Right, by the time you go.
You know.
Yeah.
And now you got all the labor and everything in it from that, and it's just like, you know, I can see how that would, you know, how that would limit supply. I mean, I'd be a little bit like, why bother?
mm-hmm.
So I get it. It's disappointing. But I get it.
Yeah.
And the problem is now there's really no market for a crappy diamond. I mean, there used to be somewhat of a market for, you know, an I-1, I-2 K color, let's say. Because there was always somebody out there that was trying to get a carat, carat and a half, 2 carat, whatever, for, you know, a killer price because they were trying to buy something they couldn't afford, really, is what I run into more times. Or they're just cheap assholes. But now, why even bother? Because it'll look gorgeous.
Right, that customer turns into a lab customer. Yep.
Yeah, and it looks spectacular.
There's no middle ground. Yeah, there's no middle ground.
No, I mean, I got to say, I used to hate – this is the one thing about labs that I don't mind. I used to hate selling those diamonds, those really crappy ones. I used to hate it because it's like, you know, Jesus Christ, why don't you just get a carat instead of a carat and a half? Why don't you just get a 3/4 carat? Or why don't you get a carat and a half instead of a 2? And then I can get you something really nice for the same money. Nope. She's got to have a 2, blah, blah, blah. All right. You know, I mean, here you go. It's just like I'm almost embarrassed to sell it. You know, I'm not like Era at the source, so he didn't care. You know, now at least I'm selling a pretty diamond. If this, you know,
right? Yeah.
Oh, but what are you gonna do? It is what it is.
Yeah, we'll see how it all shakes out here in the next few years.
Yeah. Oh, it'll shake out into something. Exactly what, I'm not sure, but it'll shake out into something.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's for sure.
All right. Anyway,
All right. Should I give Bethany a call? There was one round. I know she sold one. There was another one on memo that I was looking to get back here. Should I give her a call?
Oh, okay.
Can you give her a heads up?
No. Let me around natural round.
Yeah, it's
lab?
A natural. Yeah, it's a natural round one carat ISI-1. I can use that back here if it's available.
Yes.
We need to have some stuff memoed in for our thing number. We're going to have some expensive stuff memoed in for our party.
Oh.
Possible, like jewelry pieces or?
He said he can't really memo out right now because,
I am for a deck for the party.
If you have like a short term, yeah, I could do it for like a few days, Dave. I just, whatever you don't sell, I can back right away. That's all.
All right. Can't leave anything
out here from now till Christmas. That's more or less what I meant. Sorry.
Okay. Then Bethany would like some stuff for our event that we have Saturday.
Friday.
I'll do that for sure. Just if you can please, you know, promise me whatever.
Yeah,
it's not working.
Turn them right around.
You know, yeah, turn them right around to me. That'd be great.
And I got this ISI one here. I just pulled it. I will shoot it back to you.
Okay. What is she thinking as far as items?
Here, let me give you. Hey, Bethany.
Okay.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, how are you?
Good. So it's like a customer appreciation event. So we just kind of want something showy that we wouldn't normally have here.
Okay.
Like if you have, I don't know if you have finished rings, like something big or.
Yeah.
I don't know.
More
just
rings,
think of like things.
Maybe like a bigger.
Finished pieces that people maybe wouldn't have seen before. Like, holy crap, like look at this type of thing.
Okay. All right.
I don't really care what it is, Tom. Just like a few things just to show. I'm going to highlight it in my case. You never know.
Right.
They are my top tier customers. It's not like they would, you know, they might not have ever seen it, and it might be something they go for.
Right. Like what, do you have anything in like a necklace or bracelet?
Anything. Yeah, whatever. Just, I'm kind of leaving it up to you. Any finished pieces that are like a wow factor.
Okay. All right, sounds good.
That's what I was looking for, just to kind of be like, here, this is stuff we don't normally have in our case, but for you, we have it here for you to see.
Right, gotcha.
Type of thing.
Yeah. Let me put something together, and I'll get it right over for you.
Awesome. Are you done talking to Dave, or do you need to speak with
him? All set for now. I hope you guys have a great
Thanks, Tom. Hopefully I'll order some stuff today.
All right.
Give me some customers.
Okay.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye.